and we didn't get contaminated. Everybody would take the dip and drink out of it, lay it on the side. Gosh, how did we survive? Well, we were immune. We finally had built up an immunity.
Must have.
Yeah, it must have.
Do you have a place in the yard where water comes out now to water your plants?
Oh, yes. I have several faucets.
And do you ever hear the word on a thermos jar, you know, that some people... On a thermos jar?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little place to turn the water on and off on that, or whatever you have in it. A little...
Thermos bottle?
On the bottle. On a large one.
Now, we have had thermos bottles in a leather container. That was after since I lived here. And first it was a cork, and then on top of that, with the thing you screwed on, that was a thermos. We have had those. But we were then, and, you know, that's, you might say that was really modern.
Well, have you ever seen a portable water container thing with a little something to turn the water, little... like a little faucet kind of thing?
Oh, the kind of little barrel thing or something. Yeah, I've seen those. We never had one.
What do you call those things on there?
Is that a spigot? Is that it?
I didn't know if you call it a spigot or what.
Yeah.
And does it have a freeze down here? We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, we have freezes.
What happens to the pipes?
We don't worry about that. They get good. And mine are so deep. See, nowadays they put them on top of the ground. Mine are so deep, I've never had any trouble. I think since we have lived here, I think once or twice my husband cut off the water, or he let the water run a little bit. I think that's what he did.
What would he do if he did? What would happen if he didn't do that?
Because I don't do anything. I've been here 18 years, and if it gets cold that night, why, I don't worry about it.
Well, did you ever see a pipe, you know, do that?
No.
Well, what would you say it was doing if it did that?
Well, it might be bursting from the pipes bursting. No, we don't have that problem.
You don't have that
problem? No.
Well, that's real good that you get away from that.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about things you had in the kitchen.
You're talking about here or down there?
Oh, both places.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, by the time I got up here, we had everything modern, just like you had in any city or any place, you know. I've been thinking more about down there on the...
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. No, we had everything here that anybody could hope for.
Do you have something in your kitchen now that if you want, if you have a small mouth container and you want to pour something into it?
Oh, yes.
What do you call it?
Funnel. Uh-huh. Haven't heard that word in a long time. Funnel, yeah. And different sizes. Little brass one. In fact, somebody gave you one of that. You want to pour some kind of perfume and a little... I had a little teeny knot. I don't know what happened to it. I guess it's put away someplace. Now, why are you asking all these questions? What does that do?
I just wanted to see, you know, what you would call those things.
What
you would call those things. And, you know, we were talking about canals a little while. You mentioned canals several times.
Oh, yes,
I've never seen a canal before I came down, or except at the beach or here or something. When you speak of canal, do you mean something big enough for a boat to go on?
Oh, no, for irrigation. Yeah, because they're burying one right over here now, the water be underground on 17th Street. No, that's for irrigation. Irrigation.
So they aren't big enough for water, though. What do you mean for a boat to go on?
Oh, Lord, no.
What would you call it?
You'd have to go down to Harlingen. And go on down toward the Gulf, and there is an intercoastal canal.